Alrighty, welcome back. Simpiwe has just gone off to the loo, but Ben is back and he's eaten his morning helping of pig vagina and everybody's ready. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
I went quite light on the red sauce though.
Is Flex working on, this is from Dirk, is Flex working on his payday bonus? Why is he on the phone so much?
That's what I was thinking, Dirk. Yeah, he is. And he's trying
Valentine's is coming.
That's right.
There's your boyfriend.
That's right. That's it's the month of love from tomorrow, right? Month of love. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ben. That honeymoon stage where, you know, you're on the phone for 3 hours and you're just like, I'm good. I'm just working. Oh, my gosh. You know, and you talk for like hours and hours. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
By the way, are you just as annoyed as I am when somebody video calls you and you're not, you don't want a video call, you're not expecting a video call? It drives me up the wall, right? Am I a pain in the backside for that?
No, I decline.
It's very selfish.
I decline and say voice call. Why do you have to see my face?
No. Also, they always phone when you're busy with something. You're driving, or you just got out of the shower, or whatever. You can't answer that call.
We need to schedule video calls. That is my thing with my friends. You tell me up front, hey, can I video call you at 5 o'clock? Yes or no. Otherwise, it's just a normal call. I will decline it. I will say back to sender, and then it's just audio. Right. Like, why do you need to see my face? Why?
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so a couple of things that we've got to get to. So Ben's going to spill the beans on what a new cool place in Cape Town could be. I've never heard of this place before. Apparently, it's right like where everybody goes in Cape Town, but it's just slightly hidden away. And you had a lot of fun there by the looks of things.
So guys, it's an old place. It's like old, old, old. It's the Oceana Powerboat Club.
The what?
Exactly. It's got a very glamorous name, but basically it's like, you know where the Grand is in Cape Town? That fancy
the Grand Beach Club, yeah?
That pretentious place where all the waiters look down on you no matter what you buy. You can never tip them enough. They're a bunch of pricks. And you can go stand in the sand with like guys who just, you know, have lots of money. Right next door to it is a dingy place where you can smell car fumes. It's mostly concrete.
Is that cat all right?
Oh, he's knocking the treat jar down. It's going to smash one day and then there'll be tears. This place is amazing, right? You rock up there and people sort of like birth their little boats out of there. And it's so tucked away, but it's beautiful because it's like an old sports club. So you go inside and there's like names of people who have won, I don't know, powerboat races or some shit. But it is so incredibly cheap. Like if you go to the Grand, I don't know, it's like 120 Rand for a beer or whatever. So there was three of us. It was me, my brother, and his girlfriend. For three of us, we had 8 drafts and 3 main courses, and we paid 730 Rand.
What?
It's right next door. So instead of being an idiot, see, this is where we get suckered by Cape Town, because they have the place that we all know about, that we all go to, we have to spend our money there. And they laugh as they take the money away from us. They put it in their pockets and they laugh. Meanwhile, next door, all the Cape Townians are getting quality stuff at like a half the price.
It's so fun. I mean, like I've been to very, very nice places in my life. I mean, I'm obviously quite old, so I've experienced a lot. So I like a dingy door from time to time. It really is. Because I mean, ultimately, like it's the same keg of beer that they're pouring stuff out of. And the calamari, I gotta say, was good. I don't normally eat fried food, but this stuff was good. And you look out, and then you're basically in the harbor. You get all the views, all the kind of good stuff, and then there's this little headland that juts out, and there's this really like strange structure that's been built there. It's like a lookout deck. So you can take your girlfriend there and propose if you want. You know, it's just special. I shared some pictures with you guys.
We've actually got a little video here. Let me just go to that quickly.
Two more. That's when you know. And also one guy.
I mean, it's all happening, really.
People are doing pickups.
guys, but the thing is, like, when the booze is cheap, you also get entertainment.
I like finding out about places like this, because I just don't see why we have to pay Gauteng prices. Cape Town in-season prices when the Cape Townians themselves aren't. It's like these hidden gems. I love it. Ben's giving us intel. Of course, you're never going to be invited back there again.
No, probably not. I mean, I'll be blackballed out of there. But, you know, if you just go there in moderation, don't take lots of mates. You can also bribe there. I mean, this is funny, right? Again, we're on the Atlantic seaboard, the most expensive part of Cape Town, but you can go and take your own fucking meat and bribe there if you really want to.
That's amazing.
If you really want to make a day of it, you can take your own umbrella. It's all concrete, so it's quite hard. But you can go and put your Lilo in the pool. You can bri, and then you just order drinks from the bar.
I see why they hit this place.
Okay, look, it's also going to get bulldozed relatively soon because they're doing a huge expansion of that whole thing. But it's like everything around there is so pretty, and then this place, it looks like it's not a dump. I mean, like the staff are amazing. They're super friendly. They've all got like branded outfits and stuff. It's a clean, good, fantastic place. I wouldn't make it every Friday of my life, but wow, it was so fun for this one-off.
All right. Very good. Is there anything you want to tell us on the East Rand that we might have missed out on, Sipiwe?
Is there a powerboat club there?
Nah. The East Rand is the East Rand. Like, it's not changing anytime soon.
But you guys do have that East Rand waterfront or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we have Lakeside Mall. No, there's it's in Benoni. It's Lakeside Mall. You can go to the mall and then see
the one that looks like a boat.
Which is very
the one.
It's cringe.
All right. Was there any pig vagina on the menu for the Cape Townians? No.
No, guys, no pig vagina. It was succulent calamari. But I had the most awesome touristy Cape Town weekend. I actually physically climbed Table Mountain. I walked up the front through the Platterkloof Gorge. Some people might still be there, judging by the fact they weren't prepared for it. But it was so fun. And you get to the top, and then you see all these tourists just having a great time. I took the cable car for the first time, I think, since junior school.
Huh.
I swam in the ocean. I didn't get bilharzia. It was just, and then I went to the cricket with some friends. It was just such a day.
So did you go for your cold plunge in the Atlantic Ocean? Did you do that at Graaf's Pool that we've spoken about?
No, Graaf's Pool isn't really. It's a bit of an awkward place to get to, and you can't swim. No, you go to a beach. Like there's places you can swim.
Okay.
But yeah, it took us an hour to climb up this fucking gorge, which was very difficult. But then, you know, get into the water afterwards, you don't get stiff. I went to gym on Monday. I'm still stiff from that, just from a leg exercise. But cold ocean, it's therapeutic. I felt better after like a 20-minute body surfing session than I do after an hour massage.
Wow. Okay, that's quite
something. It's something about being thrown around in like natural Atlantic sea cold water. It's just brilliant.
Okay, and the cricket was fun too, because that's always a cool thing to do. My brother went with his kids to, I think it was a school night this week, and I saw he posted a picture of him and his kids on the family WhatsApp group. That was nice.
Yeah, at Newlands it's really cool because you go next door to Kelvin Grove. It's like that members club next door. So again, like just having drinks by the pool, and you walk across. It's a beautiful stadium. Unfortunately, Durban Super Giants were really shit, so the game wasn't that great. But still, it's just so much fun. That's what Cape Town is, right? It's a great destination to go to.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you saw the best of it in one weekend. All right. So, Sims, back to the East Rand, people talking about the Lakeside Mall. But you've got two things here for us, and both of them are, I think, pretty important. First one is there's a new Lyft stroke Uber stroke taxi business on the horizon, but it's for Afrikaans people. They're not saying it's only for Afrikaans people, but you have to be able to speak Afrikaans to drive the cars or something.
Yes. So there's like a new Afrikaans Uber company in South Africa, and they're giving the likes of Uber and Bolt a run for their money. It's called Vanatu. Hope I said it right.
I've seen a few of their cars, actually. I've seen them around, and I was like, what the hell is that? Because it looks like Wanatu. It looks Wanatu. And then you figure out, no, you meant to say Vanuatu, like you just did.
Yeah, so it launched in Pretoria and Centurion, and the signups have been increasing. So they started with like about 10,000, now they're on 30,000. And yeah, they're basically like saying, this is for everybody. Everybody is welcome to use the service, but the policy is that their drivers have to speak Afrikaans. And what makes them so cool and different is that they have like really high quality vehicles, which comes with a dash cam, an inward facing camera, GPS tracking devices, a two-way radio system, and a panic button. So yeah.
Like, sounds good.
I don't know if you guys would like order Vanuatu, but yeah, yeah,
it's new. I would, because I reckon they would know exactly where Stutbull is.
Oh, for sure. No, for sure. There's some things that you just know you've got to rely on Afrikaans people for. And I don't have any problem with this. As Grace says in the comments, how many, you know, black business forums and black management forums and Portuguese clubs and Italian clubs and Greek clubs. And now, well, why can't they have their Afrikaans ride business? Maybe you don't want someone who doesn't understand you and you want to speak Afrikaans. I mean, we can have a Zulu one, right? We can have a Zulu one.
The Zulu one is taken already. It's taxi drivers.
anybody with like a half decent mind and brain understands that niche is a big way of being good in business. So that's a great niche. And from what I understand is, you know, with Uber and Bolt, all these kind of places, you bring your car to the business. Here, they own all the cars, and then they basically hire appropriate drivers. So there's none of this, like, sleeping in your car. The car smells like feet. You're a Bolt driver, and you're an Uber driver, and you're also a human trafficker, whatever. You are a Vanuatu driver.
Yes. Well, it's very impressive that they went from, like, 10,000 signups in their first couple of days to 30,000. The growth there is enormous. There are not a lot of apps, let alone actual businesses with people paying money that can boast that kind of growth. So good luck to them. I think that's great. But what is this nonsense about speed limits?
Yeah. So if you are like me, who believes the fast lane needs to be for everybody who just likes breaking the law, you're going to feel a bit annoyed with this one, because the Road Traffic Management Corporation is proposing that like we limit or like go down with the speed limits by 10 kilometers. So if the limit is 120, it should be 110. If it's a 60 zone, it must be 50. And I'm just like, what the heck? Because already if you're on the highway, you're not driving 120. We're already doing 140, 160, you know, on the fast lane, I mean. So now... Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but they're proposing it and the government is saying, yeah, we actually might do it.
They just don't have any original ideas. I mean, how long have they been making new rules about smoking for? First, it started off with you can't do tobacco advertising. Then they realized, okay, we can actually make this happen. So let's try another thing. Now we'll also put horrible messages on the cigarette box. Then we'll make every restaurant, bar, venue in the country non-smoking zones, and they start, if they find out, if the government finds out they can do something, they just keep doing that one thing. It's like a one-trick pony. What we've got to do is what we did with e-tolls, because when they see that they can't get any with us, they just give up. They once they see they can't get your money or they can't make you follow their rule, then they just give up. And the more government gives up, the happier I am, right?
Yeah,
but I just personally, who drives at 50? Like, if we're being honest, who's going to drive 50 kilometers per hour? Like, that's not going to work. I think it's very dumb. It's a very dumb suggestion or thing that they want to put in place. Lower the price of petrol. Finish and laugh. That's it. That's all we need. And then we'll be fine.
All right. Very good. Quentin is about to come up with something horribly racist here. He's going to come up with a colored Uber service just now. We're going to find out what that is. And then people want a safe, reliable, clean service. Uber is hit and miss. That's what Ben was saying just a moment ago. Do the taxi drivers speak Afrikaans? What, in like taxis?
No, they speak Zulu.
And then Snai wants to know, I moved to Centurion last year in July, I noticed the people here don't consider Centurion to be part of Pretoria. Gareth, you're smart, so I trust you. Is Centurion in Pretoria or a separate town? Anybody else want to have a go at this? I mean, I don't really have a strong position on whether it's... Technically, it's part of Tshwane. I mean, like when we vote, a municipality in the municipal elections is Pretoria, is Tshwane. So, like, technically, Centurion's part of Pretoria, but it's kind of a huge, big city on its own. I mean, it's like, I think it's the fourth or fifth biggest city in South Africa, if you don't include it in Tshwane. So, I don't know. Ben, you've traveled between Midrand, Johannesburg, Centurion.
It's like calling Sandton's not Joburg, you know? It's like Randburg's not Johannesburg, but it kind of is. We have these little, these little sort of concentrations of places that have their own name. Yeah, Centurion in its own right is Centurion. And it's also great. It's great to be fiercely loyal about random shit in this world. So, yeah, you stand up for yourself as Centurion. And that's it.
Yeah. See, I think that's maybe why Snai asked the question, because I don't think anyone is really that into Centurion. Like, I don't know anybody who's like wearing shirts saying proudly Centurion.
Until now. Guys, we just talked about how important niches are in businesses. Start a Centurion clothing line.
I don't know if you buy it today.
Matthew says that I see Centurion and Pretoria as one place now. Harmin, being very rude, says Centurion is to Pretoria like Orkney is to Clarksdorp. Pumlani says like Utenhagen, PE, different towns, same municipality. And Congo Chris says it's just a neighborhood with main character syndrome. And Beth making a good point that Midrand is just the forgotten middle child. That's about right. Okay. Let's talk about this quickly. I really think that the speed limit thing is dumb. But let's talk about the situation that broke out in the UFC yesterday. I even saw Dana White just before I went to sleep last night berating this dude. But I don't know anything about the context. So maybe Ben can help us out here. What happened?
Bryce Mitchell. So
yeah, that's the guy.
So this guy, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say he's probably homeschooled, but he also like he lives in a small farm, and he almost looks like a heel, like he's a redneck hillbilly sort of heel, but that's actually who he is. He's like a massive Bible sort of bashing kind of character. And he started out in the UFC pretty well, but then he got absolutely pussed by this guy called Josh Emmett, one of the most scary knockouts I've ever seen live. And he hit this oak so hard, he basically, that was it. I think something left his soul that one day. But that's been over a year now, and he hasn't quite been right since then, I think. He was always a bit quirky, he was always a bit weird, but now he's mouthing off about shit that is just so hectic.
I think we got a clip here of the hit that you're talking about now, where he got like knocked, and this could explain a lot. So maybe we watch that first, and you'll hear what he said. That's just unhinged.
Yeah.
I really do think before Hitler got on meth, he was a guy to go fishing with. He fought for his country. He wanted to purify it by kicking the greedy Jews out that were destroying his country and turning them all into gays. They were gaying out the kids. They were queering out the women. They were queering out the dudes. They were, you know what her first tranny surgery ever was? Happened to be in Germany before Hitler took over. You know the books that everybody makes fun of Hitler burning? You know what the books was? Queer books. Hitler burned queer books because Hitler didn't want a bunch of queers destroying his nation. They can't produce children.
Oh, wow. That guy... It's the Jews
and
the
queers.
You're going to burn some queer books. Is that guy for real? I mean, that's like racism first edition, right? It's like anti-Semitism first edition. I bet you if he'd got him onto the blacks, he would have been like, yeah, well, I don't think the slavery is such a bad thing no more either.
There was so much, like, the first few lines of that, it's like, he, obviously, the gold standard of if you're a good oak is you can go fishing with him. But he did preface it by saying, before meth, so pre-meth Hitler was, you know, post-meth Hitler, he's not on board.
Wow. Okay, so obviously this is now this is big shit because you can't. Yeah, it's just like you have to have, as Ben said earlier, you have to have your soul knocked out of you to go on a podcast and talk like this. I often say that like the demand for racism outstrips the supply, but this is like old school. This is the kind of stuff you just don't hear and see anymore. So what's happened? What has Dana White said about this?
I don't know. I only saw this yesterday and I just thought it was funny because I remember that knockout so clearly. That's why I sent it through to James. But also, I think the biggest question here is, what did the guy sitting next to him say after that? Because his face is looking like he's being that guy's face is like he's just discovered pig vaginas for dinner. He does not went to look. He's squirming.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so unbelievable, right?
So I don't know. I don't think there are many Jews in the UFC, but it'd be pretty funny if like his next fight had to have some sort of connotation, like some Krav Maga like expert is now going to be in the cage with it.
Yeah. So Dana White said he's not going to punish him. He said in response, "That's the beautiful thing about this business. For all of you who hate him, you get to see him hopefully get his ass whooped on global television." So yeah.
Yeah. But this is another great example of like we should never try suppress these people out themselves. It's entertaining. Yeah. Everyone sees them for who they are, and we carry on with our lives.
Absolutely, no harm done. I mean, no one's suddenly going to like have a heart attack and die because of something he said. but at least we know how he really feels about stuff, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a popular podcast that weekend, eh?
Oh,
absolutely. Whatever the podcast is called, I'm actually going to try and find it.
That episode's going to get lots of downloads, but for all the wrong reasons. That dude has been eating the salve pussy marinated in meth, says Kevin Harris, cutting straight to the chase.
Well said, Kevin.
Yeah, and then if Gilbert Gottfried was still alive, he would have had another Jew hater to add to his list. Hey, listen, that's I hate to say it because it's really terrible. Jew hating is inflated. It's on vogue again. It's popular. It's growing. It's terrific.
I've heard a lot of anti-Semitic stuff in the last sort of few years, obviously, because as you say, people think it's okay, but I've never heard queering up people. I didn't think that was the Jews.
And burning the queer books.
I didn't think the Jews had the queer books. I don't even know what the queer books are yet, but again, that's just levels for me, huh?
No, he's knowledgeable with the times because those are the it words, right? That's what we all talk about being queer and all of this. And he's like, oh, this makes sense. This is what happened back in the day.
What a story, though. Jeez, it is kind of in some way refreshing to know that there are truly backward people in the world. And we need to see them. Let's keep them out there. I mean, Slippery Pickle says, and rightly so, I like my Nazis out in the open. They should be allowed to fly flags on their lawn. Then we'll know who they are. We can stay away from their houses.
Yeah. The devil. It's better to know the devil you know, hey?
Yeah.
Than the devil you don't. So.
Spot on. Hey. I couldn't agree more. All right. So, Sims, there's something else that you wanted to tell us about. You want to take this with your little addition to the menu for this morning?
Yeah, sure. So we've all watched The Simpsons. Oh, wait, am I saying it right?
The Simpsons, yeah.
Yes, sorry, I'm thinking I'm saying it wrong. Yes.
It's simply where. Go on.
Yes, so we've all watched it and we've seen like over the years that they've made predictions and have, well, at the time we didn't know that they made predictions that they would get correct. We just thought, oh, it's a cartoon. What do they know? And yet, they've gotten a lot of things right. But I recently found out that the guy who created it, firstly, he was just like, oh, wouldn't this be funny if this happened? So for him, this was all a joke. He's just like, oh, this would be so funny if this truly happened. And it seems like life is kind of like mimicking what he's doing. And it's all like a big joke for him. And he's said that, oh, everything that he's basically sketched in his mind has been a joke. Like, he never thought any of these things would happen. And seeing it come to life, he's just like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe how crazy the world is going.
So his name is Matt Groening, and he started The Simpsons. Yes. And he has, it does look to me, and to many people, you often see this in social media, people like, oh, another prediction from The Simpsons. I mean, like, they predicted Trump coming down the escalator. I mean, it's uncanny. It's wild. It's almost as if, and you know these people who say we live in a simulation.
Hmm. Yeah. So it was interesting to kind of see him come out and just be like, no, he was just like thinking, like, what's the craziest thing I could come up with? And life has basically turned out that way. And he's basically said, like, even like going forward with some of the new things that they're going to produce, that he's just like going to be writing jokes. And if it comes to pass, great stuff. Life has really gone left.
Did you hear about this book by, this brings together the Nazis from just like 5 minutes ago and what you're talking about. There's a book that was written by Wernher von Braun, who was a German scientist who worked for the Nazis. And then the Americans gave him safe passage to America. And he started working on American space rockets, the Saturn V and all the rest of it. So Wernher von Braun, you can look him up, very, very well-known guy. I didn't know this, but he wrote a fiction book about man taking over Mars. And this is in the 1940s, 50s. Apparently, the first king of Mars in his book, guess what his name is?
Elon.
Yep. Now tell me. I mean, so apparently, like, the backstory is that Elon's dad read that book as a kid and that he might have, like, you know, decided to call his son Elon because of that. But either way, even if you call your son Elon, what are the chances that he's going to be a guy who makes rockets and wants to get to Mars? It's just bizarre.
Yeah. But it's also interesting to like figure out or see how like someone could be like, oh, this could never happen, and think about it. And then like years later, it actually happens and they don't get to see it, which is the sad part. But it's also like, wow, like, can people actually predict the future, or do we create it? It makes you question so many things about like, you know, is time traveling a real thing? But like, could I write a joke about something and then like in 10 years time, it comes to pass? Interesting.
I don't know if this is true, but Matt Groening has South African ties, says Congo Chris. It could have been that his dad was a Saffa. Jared disagrees. He says his dad was Canadian. He was named Homer, which is funny. But the talk in the town in America at the moment is that South Africans are running the world. You know this? Have you heard this conspiracy theory? Because there's Elon, guys like David Sachs, there are people like David Friedberg, there are a whole lot of South Africans, expats mostly, Vinnie Lingham. These are the kind of people who are secretly running the world. They are in with Donald Trump, people like Gary Player, I suppose.
Gary, here we go. It took us 8 minutes to get back to him.
Ben was falling asleep until I brought up Gary Player.
Yeah, but no, you done well there.
They say we're actually running the world. So I say, let them think that. Right?
Yes. Yeah. We also saw it with the TikTok ban for like all of 3 minutes where the Americans were gone. South Africa, I think, was the next biggest. They had the next biggest users in Africa. I think like over 17 million South Africans are on TikTok. And they were like, this is your time to shine. Like, this is the most in Africa for users. So it was also that thing of like, okay, without America, South Africa in terms of content creators could be the next big thing.
Dirk says, can South Africans maybe run South Africa first? Yeah. And then they bring up Charlize, they bring up Princess Charlene of Monaco. You know, they say that we're doing a lot.
God, I know you guys know Halle Berry. Just Google Halle Berry and how she looks right now at her big age of like 60 something. And just look how fine. She has not aged a single bit.
Okay, Halle Berry now. I've always thought she was beautiful. Okay, let's take a look.
Yes, but she has not changed. Like, she's still like, Halle Berry. Like,
oh, no, she's... Okay, let me just put this picture up for everybody to see. Sure. Nothing wrong here. My goodness.
And I think she's like 60-something.
She's 58.
Some people are just beautiful, and they don't need any help. They don't need you to say it. They just are, right? This woman's just magnificent. I mean, apparently she's had like the most horrible love life ever. That's what people telling me. But she's gorgeous.
She hasn't married a South African yet. That's why.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Let me find.
I don't
this
think
picture.
She should. She's fine.
Look at her.
Oh
yes.
No, gorgeous as ever. Aging like fine wine. Like, when I grow up, I want to look like her.
I thought you were going to say that she had a South African connection.
Oh, no. I was just having a bit of a moment of like, oh, Halle Berry. She's like old now. You know, well, she's considered old in Hollywood terms, but she still looks gorgeous. Like hot.
Snaya says, don't you love that South Africans are not worried about any of our people being deported from the US? One thing about us is we behave when we move to other countries. I think that's mostly true. You agree?
Yeah, because we try to make money. Like we're trying to do things and trying to get ahead. We're very ambitious people, or just survivalists, really.
Yeah, you know, but I think it's also because it's a. You know, you're not home. You're not comforted by the fact that even if like things bum out, yeah, like government will save you. That side, like no one's going to save you. Like you have no money, you're going to be homeless. They'll probably send you back when your visa is expired or something like that. So you have to do, a law-abiding citizen. But there's also been one or two cases where South Africans went that side and they were not law-abiding. I know. An essay artist, was it Malum Cool Cat? He went overseas and then started misbehaving, and then they sent him back, and then he was behaving here at home. So it's one of those things.
Oh, wow. So this is quite something. I don't know. Somebody says here, I would eat pig vagina every day. Yeah, it's how I mean, if it made me look like Halle Berry at that age.
Yeah, fair comment. Maybe that's what she does, actually. Halle Berry's miraculous new diet exposed. And there
can we talk about Zac Efron, on the other hand? He's got a totally new face. Have you seen what Zac Efron looks like now?
Yeah, but that's the guy who just put too many chemicals into his body. Yeah, a lot of the stuff isn't for free, hey? I mean, you can take steroids and all these kind of things, but they will get you. Don't fuck with your hormones in life.
Yeah, you're right, Ben. It can really screw you up. But also, don't get plastic surgery if you don't need it, right? Just stick to your knitting. I mean, is this controversial? I don't think so.
But for people in Hollywood, it is. Because if they're not doing drugs, they're doing surgeries, they're putting something in their bums or eyes or knees. Or, you know, they want to be at the forefront of technology. You just saw how he looked.
Anyway, I think you'll find it's not them putting things in their bums. I think that's a different sort of undertaking altogether. But yeah, I mean, once you're in the entertainment industry, you know, you've got to look a certain way. And look at him. He looks like he's just had a puffy.
That's not good.
I mean, everyone gets puffy when they're older, but I mean, that's...
You know what that is? That's like the good-looking girl or guy from school, and then you see them at the reunion, and you're like, okay. Not a problem.
Yeah, getting old sucks. But I mean, at least he looks better than Simon Cowell, though.
Congo Chris says that Justin Bieber is starting to look like Nosferatu. I don't know if that's right. I haven't seen any pictures of him. Zach is handsome, says Snaya. I had the biggest crush on him during the High School Musical days. Just be well groomed, says Lee, and look after yourself. Other than that, leave what God gave you alone. Yeah.
That too.
Absolutely.
Because ultimately you end up with people who also aren't that good looking. So don't always think that you're going to stay good looking. Sometimes you've got to just realize where your lane is.
That's right. I said this the other day on social media, and I got a lot of heat for it. Let me just read you the actual text of the thing. I said, you know what? Maybe you are getting what you deserve, and you actually don't deserve anything more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hard thing for some people to hear. You know, most people don't like to hear that because they think, oh, I deserve a whole lot more. I'm not getting as much as X, Y, or Z person. But actually, maybe you're just getting exactly what you deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unpopular thought. Maybe you have everything you deserve right now and you don't deserve anything more. Maybe gratitude alone can top you up after that, and resentment alone can reduce it. I think that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, whenever we look at these celebrities who get older, we always go, oh, you look, see what they look like now. It's like, yeah, that's what they look like. Let's be honest. Let's be happy about that. Like Pamela Anderson. She looks rough, but at the same time, how old is she? She looked great for so long. This woman doesn't need to be judged in the same metric anymore. You can't go into a car with like 200,000 kilometers in the clock and go, no new car smell here. Yeah, because it's a 200,000 kilometer car. Appreciate the fact that it still drives. It's still got a charm about it. Like its original design has aged well.
I love the way you just said about Pamela Anderson, no new smell. New car smell.
Won't be. You go on a date with her, she'll smell a bit granny. She's not going to smell fresh and floral and stuff. And what's the scene, Lord Dick, that chick, huh? It's going to all back and mount up.
All right. So here's what James wrote for me. And I suppose we can fit this in for the last couple of minutes of the show. He said, the segment where we read your comments, regret our life choices, and question why we ever gave you internet access. Did we give people internet access? I don't think we did, James. You see, back to the drawing board. Today, producers James and Flex step out from behind the scenes and into the line of fire, because if we're going down, we're taking them with us. Will the feedback be constructive? Probably not. Will it hurt our feelings? Absolutely. So here they are. Here's producer James. Flex is in the background. There we go.
Phone.
We're ready for your questions. Let's go. Anybody want to ask them anything? You can go for it.
It's intervention time. Feels too serious. I don't like this at all.
James, you really you shaved this morning. You brushed your hair. You.
I worked so hard for this show, guys. I did this morning. So,
nice. You've gone to a lot of trouble.
We're live on time. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's like someone posted this thing this week that I saw and I loved. It's like the day that you dress up properly, you just got a haircut, you're looking great, your skin is looking fantastic. You've been to gym. You're looking amazing. And you step out and nobody sees you, right? You go to the shops and you don't recognize anybody, just strangers. And then the day that you get out of bed like James, everyone sees you.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I want a redo of that day. I'm looking too good not to be seen. That's the thing. Like, you know, when I get my hair done, I want to be seen by everybody. And then no one sees you until you look crusty.
But guys, James, sometimes you can have a relaxed day.
Here's a question for you, James, from Janet. When can we expect some more of your art? I still dream of the cheese board.
Soon. It comes to me in my dreams, so maybe soon.
Okay. Congo Chris says, James, brush your hair for fuck's sake.
People might just roast James.
Yeah, I think
Yonder says, James, why are you gay? And then this comes up, brings me to this video, which I found for you. Look at this quickly.
And well, guys, if I could still show you around, here is the biggest, gayest man in the world.
He's so gay.
By the way, we've got to get that guy on the show. He's become like an international celebrity now from that "Why Are You Gay" clip, right? And everybody knows him. Everyone. We've got to get him. He's in Uganda. He can't be that hard to track down. James, get him for us, please.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. Team, why are all of y'all single? There must be a reason why y'all look so good and so happy. Love it. As we showed you earlier when Bobby Kennedy was being hectored by all those women in Congress, sometimes it's better to be single. Ben, you play golf because you actually like playing golf. Some people play golf because they want to get away from their terrible wives, right?
I know. I've got to hear them talk about it during the round and after the fucking round. I'm there for the golf. They're there for the fucking solitude. It's awkward.
Exactly.
Do you give them advice like it's going to get better? Or you just like
absolutely. I give the worst advice, so it never stops me from just giving more of it.
James, have you been to that dominatrix yet from Dirk?
No. I truthfully, I can't even remember what her name was, to be honest.
That's how much great. Does she charge, though? I think it's a better question there. Did we ever get that out of her?
She did. She told us it's like tens of thousands of rands a session.
We could have crowdfunded that for James, but that's taking the piss a bit.
It's a bit
expensive. How long is a session? Goodness gracious.
Oh, depends how humiliated you want to be, remember? Dominatrix is all about making you feel submissive. Greg says, James, please can you reduce the volume and the bass of the Be Right Back intermission screen?
Yeah. I got you, Greg.
There you go.
Actually,
you.
Flex got you.
Okay, Flex, thank you. There he is with just the black power salute.
By the way, he's just hiding.
There he is. All right, very good. Flex is wearing
these.
Who is he on the phone with? Do you know?
Not a clue. No, I mean, he's here. He can tell you.
Flex?
Family stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, it's nice that you do that during the show. That's great.
An emergency.
I see you wearing your Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. glasses this morning.
I'm trying to start a revolution at the Rural Network, you know.
There we go. Look at that.
Mandala.
Amandla.
What is your manifesto, Flex?
Hire more black females.
Amanda.
isn't that our highest demographic there?
Oh, I think it is.
Actually, it might be, yeah.
No, it's not.
It might be. I think it might be. Then you need to pull up your socks, Flex. We're relying on you here.
Flex, is that a professional request or is that a personal request?
Both.
I don't see why it can't be both, eh?
I gotta say, ladies at the Real Network of black female origin, watch out. Soaks a snake in the grass.
Right, exactly.
Sneaking up behind you with a cup of coffee, asking you how you're doing. Nothing to do with your work.
He does that already, Ben.
I don't know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Back to the dominatrix for a second. Slippery Pickle says, I bet after 10 lashes from the dominatrix, James will never forget her name. No, you won't.
No, because it does hurt.
James, will you organize your own microphone in the studio? We have been talking about this for some time, Matt. So
we can do it from Monday, sure.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Flex gets 2 minutes of airtime and he goes straight for DEI. Yeah, that's exactly right. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's his favorite thing. Lee, Gareth, can we see Alice, please?
Alice?
Who is Alice?
I was going to say, who's Alice?
It's Gareth's dog.
James, that's funny. That's wrong.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, Alice.
I guess you, James. Ooh.
Alice, look. Ooh. Good girl. There's little Alice.
How many birds has Alice murdered this week?
She's probably killed about.
Murderous is Alice.
How often is Flex in the office if he doesn't know the demographics, says Dirk. No, but you see, he's mixing up his demographic as opposed to like the demographics of the show. They should be aligned, though, as he said. They can be both. How often do James and Flex use the I Know Gareth pickup line? I don't think that helps them at all.
No. I don't think that one's been pulled out the bag yet, actually.
Well, it depends. I mean, if James likes older women, then I reckon that's a go-to. James, what's your preference, younger or older? Let's get into that.
Roughly same age group, eh?
You like a bit of the same age group, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So are we talking blondes, brunettes, tall, athletic, introverted, stubby? What's the go-to?
Of course, stubby, unattractive. Sure, people are going to say that, Ben.
Stubby.
You need to learn about James. Not judge him.
Wait, Ben. I like my women old, stubby, obese.
Enough about you. Let's get back to games.
Ben, I can actually show you. Hang on.
Ooh.
I
thought so.
Oh, guys,
same glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very attractive. I want to ask you something quickly. Do any of you know what this is?
It's some sort of flower, isn't it? And then, like, when flies go over it, right?
No, it is a flower, but everything else you said is wrong.
It's a kumquat.
No, it's not a kumquat.
It's vagina.
A kumquat, it's not a pig's vagina, Flex. It is. The clue is in the background. Do you see that fruit there?
Yeah, it's a aubergillin.
No, that's a grenadilla. That flower, that's a grenadilla flower.
Oh, is this what it looks like before it's?
You've never sounded more patronizing. It's like, guys, it's a grenadilla. Fuck, you don't even have your own garden.
Please, you think the reason that I took a picture of it because I've never seen one myself. I had no idea that it looked like that. It's got these weird little stringy things, but behind it is still an unripe grenadilla. And I found these in my mom's garden. She's got like grenadillas growing there. It's so fantastic. You cut these things open. It's sweet, but it's not like a sugary sweet. I didn't know that, but she's got all these exotic plants growing in her garden. It's pretty wild. I love it. Mm. So I thought I'd share them.
I like how the comment section actually knew what it was. Like we were the only ones who didn't.
And me knew, Shaq's Life knew, Lee knew. People know these things. I think it's quite cool.
So when granadillas grow, do they grow flowers with them? Is that a stupid question?
Oh my God. All right. Did you do biology at school?
I think answering that question would be to my own detriment. Actually,
James, Flex, we were talking about this earlier, right? Flex and I were busy berating James because his parents sent him to an expensive private school. He doesn't know anything.
Well, maybe he went there for the buggery, Gareth. So just leave James alone.
All right. Okay, let me explain something quickly from my very limited my memory's like much, much worse than yours, and I am much older than you, James. But flowers eventually become the fruit, you idiot. So the part of the flower that is the female, I think it's the stamen and the anthers are the male part, and then the ovum of the plant, the pig vagina of the plant, is actually what becomes the fruit.
Okay. See, I genuinely didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
So when the flower is pollinated, then the male... You know, James, when two people love each other very much...
There we go.
All right,
guys. I think we've got James where we want him. Like, let's learn more about James here. Flex is in the shadows. He doesn't want to get spoken about. We just know he comes to the office for ass. But James, I mean, Flex rocks up. He's like soft spoken. He rolls in there all smooth, just ass. Yeah. So James, I mean, like, okay. So now that we know what your type is, I mean, like, where do you go and forage for these kind of girls?
Forage
for these kinds of girls.
I mean, which rubbish bins do you rummage around?
Is it a farmer's market? Is it a franchise pub in four ways? I mean, let's get into it.
A farmer's market.
Rugby game.
Nice. Oh. Okay, good start. Where? Ellis Park or school?
Absolutely Ellis Park.
All right. James goes to Presley's on the East Rand, says Lee. Sims, you ever been past there in your car?
Oh, hell no. I'm considered a very uppity, you know, East Rander. I don't go to dodgy places in the East Rand, please. No.
Barbara thinks you're being mean. Barbara says, Ben, you're delivering some real low blows to James. No, you're not mocking him. You're asking questions.
I'm asking questions. And Barbara, at the same time, this is a tough school. You should see what happens in the studio and the office outside of this is floral.
Trust me. Yeah, we have the most we have the least politically correct office in the whole world. Dirk says, does James have a wingman or does he hunt alone or in a pack? What is the deal?
What is the collective term for James's walking into a rugby game?
That's where Ass Man Flex actually comes in, by the way. He's the
Okay. So have you ever managed to score off of Flex's excellent reputation with the women? Like he obviously thinks right, but then you get some side action.
No, but that's more of a statement on me than it is on Flex.
Apparently, Conga Chris says the collective noun for James's is a heave of James's. I didn't know that.
Heave of James's.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this would be the year of no fun disses hurled your way, says Bitcoin Boot. So yeah, you know, people. Yeah, don't worry, James and Flex. I just want you guys to know that you will always come under a lot of fire on this show, but that's part of the game. I mean, Simpiwe's taken her shots, Ben's taken his, I take mine. It's just, it keeps you on your toes. You always, and remember that if the audience really don't care about you, they won't insult you.
True. All right, can I just pull it up? If we're talking low blows, then I think Lee has the lowest of all blows in this entire show right now. She says that James is a cuck.
Yeah, that's very nasty. I don't know what that means. That's terrible. Watches from the side. Lol, 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 lol. Lee, you're a nasty piece of work. You really are.
Wow. That's tough. That is tough.
I'm going to call this to an end because it feels like it's becoming abusive now. James and Flex, have an excellent day. Ben, you do the same. Any exciting things happening for you this weekend? Simpiwe, James, Ben, Flex?
Yeah, I've got a new driver, so I'm going to the range to redial in my settings. I got a new putter. Oh, Gareth, life's good right now here. It's good. Going to go do drinking.
When you said you're getting a new driver, I was like, what, Vanuatu?
Yeah. my golf bag has never been more apex and amazing right now, so I'm just going to groove that in a bit more.
Pretty good. All right, Sims, what's exciting for you this weekend?
I'm going to a spa this weekend. So that's I sent James a video, and this is like kind of like my vibe for the week or weekend. So you can play that video and just listen to what it says, you know, like, and watch what the guy's doing.
Is this the convertible Bucky?
After all, computers crash, people die, relationships fall apart. The best we can do is breathe and reboot.
Sexy. They got it all going on at the moment.
You know, we thought the Bacuzzi was the height of like spoiling yourself when you have a Bucky, but there's a convertible Bucky. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. All right. Producers, James and Flex, anything exciting for you for the weekend besides obviously now going on hunting as a pack?
To a rugby game, yeah. Yeah, we've got that big rugby game we've got to go to this weekend to go hunting. I also want to start like doing gym, so that's what I'm going to try to do this weekend at some stage.
Very good. Nice. James, fucking well done. It'll only make your life better.
There's that. There that's of me. I don't know what Flex is doing besides a rugby game.
James, if you want, you can come to a gym session with me. Then we'll sit in the sauna awkwardly afterwards too.
Don't do it. Don't do it, James. Don't do it. Trouble.
That is so crazy.
Lots of people congratulating Sim here on having a weekend where she actually gets to do something for herself. And then some people confusing spa as in going with massages and all that stuff for the spa. So let's just clarify there, Sim.
I'm going for a spa massage treatment. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, where they're going to, you know, do the things, untie the knots and, you know, take away the stress. So I look like Halle Berry.
There we go. Don't you look like a Halle Berry poster? That's from Missy Mr. Mina Elliott. She You know you're a big deal when you end up in the lyrics of a rap song that people actually like. All right, that's it. We've got no more time for anything else. Thank you, everybody. Have an excellent weekend. We will be back bright and early Monday morning, and I'm looking forward to it. Have a great weekend. Ciao.
Bye.